Hey, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. This week's topic is Get a Grip on Why People Buy Art. You think you're doing everything right to promote your art. You're getting into shows, shops, and exhibitions. You're building your mailing list, and you have a solid web presence. Still, the money isn't coming. It's hard to keep going and to remain upbeat when your art isn't selling. There are so many reasons why some artists sell better than others. Let's look at six of them. 1. Personal tastes. You can't force people to like something. Remember that the more people see your art, the more likely you are to hit upon someone who just falls in love with it. 2. Trends and styles. Trends don't affect or shouldn't affect most fine artists, but there are some forms of art that might sell better if they adapted to current styles. For example, if you make clothing or jewelry, you probably want to follow InStyle magazine, catalogs, and subscribe to fashion blogs. If you create functional homeware, stay tuned to decor magazines, HGTV, and trend-setting blogs. 3. Price. If you aren't selling at your current prices, do some research. Look at artists who are at similar points in their careers, whose quality of work is on par with yours, and do some thinking. Maybe your prices are too high, or, gulp, maybe they're too low. 4. Medium. Some people just gravitate towards specific mediums. Don't be offended when someone just isn't into photography or prefers oil paintings to watercolors. 5. Personality. If you deal with the public, your personality could have more to do with your sales than you're willing to admit. Go out of your way to meet guests at your art opening. Aim to be positive and happy to see everyone who walks into your festival tent or open studio. Just be nice. 6. Work ethic. Let's face it, some artists just work harder than others to get the word out about themselves and their art. If your art isn't getting the attention you think it deserves, you must ask yourself if you did everything you could to promote it. Final word, your art isn't for everyone. Once you understand this, you'll have an easier time finding the people who appreciate your work. The more people see your art, the more likely you are to hit upon someone who falls in love with it. Likewise, the more you get your art out into the world, the more you'll be able to direct your marketing message to the people who were meant to see it. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you need help getting your art out into the world, if you need some tips on self-promotion, check out my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion. It's at artbizcoach.com.